Probably not. But that's not as important now as getting back to doing some of the things that they did well during the stretch of games that they won. And important games at that.
And what they did well was play well when it mattered most. Maybe, you know, big shot making if it's Connor Asigian. Gritty plays from any number of folks, but a guy like a Max Klesman. You know, we have seen Stephen Crowell. He's a seven-footer. He leads this team in assists per game. So it's a makeup. You know, Tyler Wall can do a little bit of everything. It's a group that really seems to know who it is right now. And for just being a third of the way through the season, that's a pretty good thing.
No, I think it's a fair assessment, too. They know who they are and what their strengths and weaknesses are more so. And that's very important, especially about the weaknesses, knowing what you can and can't do, and you can kind of compensate accordingly. When I was putting together my charts for tonight's game, the one area where you'd like to see them get better, especially as they get prepared for returning to Big Ten play, is at the free throw line.
Yeah,
They've been uncharacteristically poor from the stripe over the last four games.
Yeah, they're shooting it well from three for the most part, but at the foul line, it's a little bit of a flip. Last year, they were a good free throw shooting team, and they were the worst three-point shooting team in the Big Ten. But yeah, you get these tight games. A couple of these have been made more interesting than need be because of some free throw misses. By the way, tonight's honorary captain, I think, is one of the more underrated players that we've seen here the last couple of decades. And good to see him be recognized tonight. Trayvon Hughes, guy who made a lot of big shots for this Wisconsin program, among other things that he did for Bo Ryan's Badgers. But good to see him back here at the Kohl Center tonight.
Trayvon Hughes scored over 1,300 points, but as you mentioned, big shots, none bigger than the one he sank in Boise, Idaho in the NC2A tournament, first round game, a 61-59 overtime victory over Florida State. Badgers trailed 31-19 at halftime, and it was Hughes who came through in the clutch. That group of players, the starters were Trayvon Hughes, Jason Bohannon, Marcus Landry, John Luhr, and Joe Krabbenhoff, who of course now is an associate head coach with the Badgers. Luhr in that game against Florida State went 0-for-7, yet the Badgers were able to recover, though they got knocked out in the second round game by Xavier.
Yeah, really good Xavier team, but yeah, that was a twisting move in the lane. The Badgers were down one in the closing seconds of OT, and Trayvon Hughes made a shot that advanced the Badgers to the round of 32.
I addressed him as Coach Hughes, and yeah, he did a double take because he's now in his first year of coaching high school basketball at Kettle Moraine.
Your officials tonight, Kelly Pfeiffer, Edwin Young, and Don Daly. Western Michigan, the traveling brown unis, the gold trim, Badgers in the home white, and the cardinal trim. We are ready to go. Titus Wright, Stephen Crowell, ready to jump center. Kelly Pfeiffer puts it in the air, toss and tap to Wisconsin. The Badgers move to our left. We are underway at the Kohl Center. Western Michigan starts out man-to-man defensively. Stephen Crowell, right wing, goes in the Klesman, back out the Crowell, right side. One dribble, a handoff to Klesman above the three-point line, bounces it back into Crowell, right defending. Crowell backs him down, knocked away. Hastings on the double, a throw out to Chucky Hepburn. They wrap it along the perimeter. Klesman for three, left side, and he sticks it to open up the scoring here tonight.
Really good movement out of that double team from the right wing all the way to the other side of the floor in the open man.
Opening minute, 3-0 Wisconsin, as Western Michigan gets its first possession. Moving to our right, Jefferson Monegro out high. He's against Chucky Hepburn. Monegro, right side, with a flip for Norman on the wing. He is matched up with Klesman. Lamar Norman at the top. He'll leave it for Maddox. He is shadowed by Jordan Davis. And now Monegro shooting left of the lane from 10 feet away. No good. Chucky Hepburn, the rebound for Wisconsin. He'll glide up the right sideline of the front court. Hepburn, right of the wheel. A little hesitation dribble in the lane. Stops, pivots, finds Crowell, right foul line extended. And he'll pop it back to Hepburn. Chucky on the right side against Titus Wright. Now the double for Monegro. Negro. Left wide open is Crowell. Tries a three. It clipped the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Tyler Wall. Baseline left against Hastings. His shot is rejected by Hastings. Out of bounds it goes to Wisconsin.
It'll be a challenge for Western Michigan's Titus Wright to follow Crowell out to the arc. He was late getting there. Crowell had a wide open look but just couldn't make the shot.
And that's going to be something. Crowell comes in 26% from three. If he can start to knock that down with more consistency, that is a major problem for opposing teams. Crowell has it now at the left block, right? Defending, a kick out to Hepburn. He'll try a three and he'll hit it from the left side. Truckee did not attempt a three against Lehigh. Still, he's now 18 of his last 31 from the three-point line over these now last seven games. 6-0 Wisconsin, a minute 45 gone by. Monegro throwing to Maddox, rotates it to Norman, high on the left. Pops it back to Maddox. They work to Monegro at the right point. He'll dribble to the top of the key. Now Lamar Norman against Max Klesman. Shot clock is at 5. With the ball is Monegro with 3 to shoot, with 2. Out to Maddox, deep 3, left side, good. With the shot clock about to expire, Trey Maddox gets Western Michigan on the board, 6-3 Wisconsin. 2 minutes and 15 seconds gone by here at the Kohl Center. Crowell at the top, hands off to Hepburn, turns the corner, inside feed, caught by Crowell, bobbled, knocked loose, out of bounds. It'll belong to Western Michigan.
The two scorers Wisconsin really has to worry about. One is Trey Maddox, who just made that basket. The other is Lamar Norman, both quality offensive players.
Yeah, Maddox has been heating up from the three-point line. 9 of his last 18 over the last three games, plus 29% for the season, but he's lifted that up lately. Monegro throwing to Maddox at the top, pops it back to Monegro, left side flip for Norman. Norman gives it up to Maddox. A feed to Monegro at the top of the circle. Shot clock at 8. Now Maddox goes inside to Titus Wright. Single coverage Crowell. Out to Monegro. 3 to shoot. Right lane line. Lost it. And now digging it out of there is Tyler Wall. And that's a shot clock violation. The Badgers getting sticky on the defensive end of the floor. Not quite 3 minutes gone by. It's 6-3 Wisconsin.
And for the most part, Wisconsin defensively have prevented Western from getting the ball in the post.
Chucky Hepburn gives off to Jordan Davis, flips to Klesman between the circles, refeeds Jordan right of the circle. High screen from Crowell. Jordan gives it up to Klesman with a shot fake from three-point range. Now drives to the rim, floats it up and in with the right hand. Klesman with 5 early points for Wisconsin. 8-3 the Badgers the other way. Maddox off the left wing, pushed it up, and that's no good. Rebound tip from Crowell to Hepburn. Chucky on the run. Chucky, oh, he got by Monegro. What a move to the hoop, lays it up and in. Chucky Hepburn gives Wisconsin a 10-3 lead, 3.5 minutes into the game. Lamar Norman throwing to Monegro at the top, loops it to Titus Wright off the right elbow, takes it near the left elbow, and he got tied up by Jordan Davis, held ball, arrow Western Michigan.
Well, Dwayne Stevens is very stoic on the sidelines. Unlike his mentor, Tom Izzo, who'd be pulling out what hair he has left out of his head after watching Max Klesman drive to the rim and no rotation on the defense.
It'll be interesting to see how that unfolds with Dwayne Stevens as he advances in his first year as a head coach. Here's Maddox against Hepburn. They isolate him. Baseline right. Out to Hastings. 5 to shoot. With the ball is Norman. Hooks a pass to Hastings. Tries a 3 straight away. Off the rim, no good. And rebound to Crowell. And here comes Jordan Davis. 4 minutes in. 10-3 Wisconsin. Hepburn rips it to Tyler Wall. Left side. Starts to work the baseline. Feeds Chucky. Bounces at the Wall, left of the lane, finds Hepburn. Oh, look what I found, low on the left, up goes Chucky, no good. Crowell the tip, no. Rebound fought for, and they'll get a foul called. I think they may get Hastings bumping Stephen Crowell, and that will be the call. The game's first foul as we hit our first media timeout of the night. Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. And tonight's game also brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:48 left of the first half. Wisconsin 10, Western Michigan 3. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Thank you. When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning,
access to technology and school supplies,
and even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we are achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
.15:48 left in the first half. 10-3, Wisconsin leads Western Michigan. Steven Crow at the free throw line. First of two throws is good.
Last time the Badgers played in that win over Lehigh, Crow was really solid in just about every facet of his game. Played a little over 26 minutes, had 15 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists.
He's averaging 3.5 dimes a game. That leads the team. Second free throw for Crow is good. And it's 12-3 Wisconsin, 15:45 left in the first half. Tamar Norman is off to Javon Hanna, who's in the lineup right now. A whistle, illegal screen. They're going to get Sims, Tafari Sims, the former Milwaukee Panther, guilty of the foul. So with the Panthers the last couple of years. Now finishing his college career in Kalamazoo. Connor Resegian in the lineup for Wisconsin. Gets the pass away to Crow. Flips to Klesman, left wing. Inside feed. Tyler Wall catches. Backing. Turns left shoulder up, right hand. Good. First points for Wall. It's 14-3 Wisconsin. 15-20 left in the first half. Hastings out front. Hastings a terrific rebounder. Better than 9 a game, including 3 on the offensive glass. Sims right elbow. Operates against Steven Crow. Now Maddox to Hastings on the left side. Shot clock at 10. Long three, Maddox. Short, no good. Rebound as Hanna and Asijan going after it. A foul is called. I think they're going to get Connor here, and they do, reaching in. First foul on Asijan.
That so far, Wisconsin defensively really has minimized high percentage shots for Western Michigan. It's forced their offense outside the line.
And a lot of really deep threes with that shot clock winding down. Seth Hubbard checking in for Western Michigan. Hastings has the ball, finds a cutting Hubbard low on the left, and he will finish. Seth Hubbard quickly gets into the scoring column. 14-5 Wisconsin. 14:45 left of the first half. Hepburn throwing to Crow, right side. Keeps at the Wall. He'll leave it for Hepburn. Top of the circle. Chucky releases to Asijan. Connor with a bounce pass to Wall. Tyler, right wing, 15 to shoot, plenty of time. Wall against Hastings, a little crossover, now spinning low on the right, up and in off the window. Tyler Wall feeling aggressive in the early going. 16-5 Wisconsin, 14:22 left in the half. Hubbard high on the right, throwing to Hanna at the top of the circle, loops it to Hastings, left of the wheel, just inside the three-point line. He's against Tyler Wall. The pass goes to Sims, he'll try a three on the right side. Good, Tafari Sims. Averaging about 7 a game off the bench for Western Michigan. 16-8 Wisconsin, 14 minutes left of the first half. Asijan will leave it for Wall, left of the circle. Wall against Marquise Hastings. Tyler puts it on the deck in the lane, spinning, fades, flips, got it. And Tyler Wall feeling it. He has 6, 18-8 Wisconsin, 13:42 left of the half.
All these points are coming at the expense of Marquise Hastings, too.
Hastings out front, goes off to Hubbard, matched up with Max Klesman. Throw to Norman between the circles. Now it's Hastings against Wall, left of the circle. A pass out to Hubbard, right side. Works off a sim screen. Baseline right jumper off the rim, no good. Rebound Hastings. Back out to Norman. He'll try a three left side. That's short. Connor Esiejian grabs the rebound for the Badgers. 13-18 left in the half. 18-8 Wisconsin. Here's Wall dropping it back to Crowell, top of the circle. Sends it to Hepburn. Chucky, a step back three left side. Back rim, no good. Rebound. They're going to get Crowell over the back. Just trying to tap it to a teammate. But, well,
it was really a bad move on his part. Yeah, he used a clenched fist.
Yeah, I tried to punch it back, literally. The Badgers subbing here. Kamari McGee in the game. Carter Gilmore as well. Jordan Davis, Connor Esiejian, Tyler Wall rounding out the five. Jefferson Monegro brings it back up for Western Michigan. 10-point lead Wisconsin with 13:03 left of the first half. Monegro finds hand to left side. He'll leave it for Hubbard, high on the left. A screen from Titus Wright. A pass for Monegro, loops it to Sims. Right foul line extended. Popped it back out to Hubbard, picked up by Wall to switch. 10 on the shot clock. Hannah against Esiejian. Hannah rises up, takes the jumper. Good for the right foul line extended. Javon Hannah averaging a little better than five a game. He started nine times out of the first 12 for Western Michigan. 18-10 Wisconsin. Here's Esiejian, wide open three, left of the circle, off the rim, no good. Rebound battled for and dug out by the Broncos. And Titus Wright, a feed to Sims now, left block, working against Esiejian, back out to Monegro. He'll try a three, he'll hit it from the left side. Jefferson Monegro pulls the Broncos to within five, 18-13 Wisconsin, with 12-12 left in the half. Jordan Davis throwing to Esiejian, left of the circle, a bounce for Gilmore at the top of the arc, pops at the Wall, fakes the three, Tyler in the lane, into a double team, out to Gilmore, now McGee for three, right corner, no good, Tafari Sims the rebound. The Badgers have cooled off. The run going now for Western Michigan as Monegro sets the offense just left of the center circle on the dribble against Kamari McGee. 11:40 left in the half, 18-13 Wisconsin. Good screen from Titus Wright. Monegro spinning right lane line. Kicks it out to Hannah on the left side. One hand flip to Monegro. They work at the Hubbard. Quick pass back to Monegro. Three to shoot, two to shoot, one to shoot. Monegro, that's too late. Wipe it out. Was short anyway as, again, Western Michigan having a lot of trouble getting into its offense as the Badgers get another shot clock violation, and we have a timeout on the floor. Get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. And visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffel store the weekend of January 6th through the 8th for Badgers Sale Weekend. You'll get a $100 gift card to Bucky's Locker Room when you spend $29.99. Relax, it's Steinhoffel's. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:27 left in the half. Wisconsin 18, Western Michigan 13. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
America. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 11:27 left in the half. Wisconsin 18, Western Michigan 13.
Western Michigan coach Dwayne Stevens got a spark off the bench. Players he's inserted into the lineup have scored 7-0 points off the bench for Western here.
And here comes Kamari McGee out there with Gilmore, Davis, Asijan, and Crowell. Gilmore between the circles, hands off to Asijan. He'll flip to McGee between the arcs. High screen from Crowell as Kamari shuffles to his right, finds Asijan, turns the left wing for Davis, goes inside, caught by Crowell. Crowell starts to back, draws the double from Maddox. Crowell in some trouble, left baseline. High pass, McGee pulls it down, 7 to shoot. Good catch by Kamari. Shot clock down to 4. Davis for 3 straight away, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Titus Wright of Western Michigan. And here comes Monegro to the front court. Jefferson Monegro out between the circles against Kamari McGee. Badgers have not scored over the last 3 minutes now, and here's Maddox going inside. Caught by Wright, tried to leave it into Hastings. It's batted away and a turnover for Western Michigan. Here comes Jordan Davis up the right sideline of the front court. Bounces to Stephen Crowell, mid post right. Back to the basket, out to Kamari, turns to Asijan, flips a 3 left of the circle, money. Connor Asijan, his first points of the night. 21-13, Wisconsin with 10-18 left in the half.
Lamar Norman was slow to rotate over on Asijan. He made him pay.
Monegro throwing to Titus Wright, top of the circle. Hands off to Maddox, right foul line extended. Jumpers off the left side, iron no good. Rebound tip to Kamari McGee of Wisconsin. And McGee to the front court, feeds Crowell, right of the circle. Hands off to Gilmore. Carter flips it to Davis. Jordan puts it on the deck. Now bounces to Crowell, right foul line extended. Crowell against Titus Wright, backing his Crowell, finds McGee, thought about it, turned it down. Now Kamari drives the lane, flips it up, missed it, but he was fouled. And McGee will go to the foul line for 2 shots. They're going to get Jefferson Monegro for the foul. That'll be his first.
McGee's coming off really one of his better outings against Lehigh. Played almost 12 minutes, which is a high point for him this season. All of his points have come in one game, and that was at Marquette, 5 points.
Yeah, Greg was telling us after the game against Lehigh that you know, McGee's defense really helped, and the defense in general for the Badgers kind of helped them get back into the flow when they were down 5 in the second half as Kamari hits the first free throw.
Don't you think he's kind of settling into a role too now on the bench?
Yeah, yep. As Greg was saying, you know, the more good minutes they can get for him, that's the more minutes they can buy of rest for Chucky as the second free throw rolls off the right side iron. Titus Wright the rebound. 22-13 Wisconsin with 9:38 left in the first half. Monegro throwing to Hastings, left of the circle. Now Maddox, quick pass to Monegro, right of the paint. Hooks it out to Maddox, tries a 3 straight away, and that's too long, no good. Rebound, a back tap attempt, but they're going to get a foul called on Titus Wright trying to get that back tap, and that'll be his first. Dwayne Stevens trying to get his team to dig in defensively the way Izzo's teams have. Stevens telling people before the season he promises a better defensive team and improved rebounding because if he doesn't, Tom Izzo's going to come calling. He knows how it works. Chucky Hepburn back in there, and he has the ball at the top of the circle. Hepburn leads it for Asijan. He'll give it up to Gilmore along the right sideline. Carter, couple of pass fakes. Trying to find somebody open. He'll send to Asijan. 10 on the shot clock. Western extending that defense. Asijan trying to dribble through it. Now to Davis. Left corner 3 is off the rim. No good. Gilmore the offensive rebound for Wisconsin. And the Badgers reset with 8:55 left in the half. Up by 9. Hepburn off a high screen from Crowell. Works to the right. Dribbles now. Step in the lane. Inside feed. It's a wide of the target. Crowell runs it down. 7 to shoot. Davis tries a 3. Off the rim. No good. And a long rebound to Titus Wright. 8:40 left in the first half, 22-13 Wisconsin. Badgers 3 of 10 from the three-point line. The Broncos are 3 out of 7. Jefferson Monegro throwing to Trey Maddox out between the circles. He'll give it up to Lamar Norman, high on the left. Norman averaging better than 18 a game. He has not scored in this first half. Shot clock is at 6. Hastings right foul line extended. Feeds Norman. Bobbled it. Got it back. Desperation 3 is swatted back by Jordan Davis. And a shot clock violation again.
That's one area of his game Jordan Davis takes special pride in, that's playing defense.
Yep. Big part of the niche he can carve for himself here. As Jordan and Carter Gilmore will sit down. Five on the floor for Wisconsin. Wall, Hepburn, Klesmet, Asijan, and Crow. 8:10 left in the half. 22-13 Wisconsin. Klesmet throwing to Asijan between the circles. Back to Max. He'll try a three right of the circle. It's a rounded out. No good. And the rebound to Trey Maddox of Western Michigan. Now Monegro dribbles to the front court, feeds Sims with a shot fake from three, throws to Maddox, inside feed, Hastings catches, whips it to Monegro, right corner, now Norman, right wing, throws it left side to Maddox, who hits a three from the left wing. Second three-pointer for Trey Maddox. Trey Maddox with six, and it's 22-16. Wisconsin with 7:35 left in the first half. With the ball is Asijan. The quick release three left side. That's off the rim, no good. Broncos secure the defensive board. Up the floor is Maddox on the left wing. Now it's Hastings right of the circle. He'll throw to Lamar Norman, high on the right against Asijan. Leaves it for Maddox. He is with Max Klesmet. Now it's Hastings left of the wheel, feeds Norman. Norman, little drive and kick. Sims for three right side. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound to the Badgers, and here's Tyler Wall with 7:05 left in the half. 6-point lead for Wisconsin. Hepburn feeds Asijan, goes inside to Crow, left of the lane. He's against Tafari Sims, and Sims goes down, and they will get a blocking foul on Sims. They're going to let him off the hook with a flop, it looks like. They'll get Sims with the block, and that got the attention of Dwayne Stevens. And that's two on Tafari Sims, and we have a break in the action. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 6:57 left of the first half, Wisconsin 22, Western Michigan 16. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
The Spice Girls. Muy caliente. Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 12. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow, high of 32. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, chance of snow showers, lows dip down to about 27. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the mid-30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22. Council.
.657 left in the first half, 22-16. Wisconsin leads Western Michigan. Chucky Hepburn, baseline left, inbounds to Max Klesmet. Puts it on the deck along the left baseline. Gets it back out to Chucky. And Hepburn will dribble it back out front against Lamar Norman. Hepburn working off a high screen from Crow. Chucky moving to his left. Left of the lane he goes. Stops at the block. And a pass intended for Crow rolls all the way to the backcourt and out of bounds to Western Michigan. And that's just the second turnover of this first half for the Badgers.
But Wisconsin is scuffling on the offensive end. The Badgers have made only one of their last nine field goal attempts.
Yeah, 3-minute scoring drought. Had a couple of those here. 6:40 left of the first half. Western Michigan down six. Hastings, front court sideline left, inbounds to Norman. Lamar Norman has taken just one shot here so far. Hepburn is guarding him now. Hastings left of the lane, back out to Norman. There's shot attempt number two on the way from three-point range, and he hit it. First point of the night for Lamar Norman. He's a 39% shooter from distance. 22-19, Wisconsin. 6:20 left in the first half. Klesman out high for Wisconsin. Back surveys, picks up the dribble, throws to Wall, left of the circle. He is with Marquise Hastings in a pass intended for Klesman, trying to cut to the bucket. It's deflected, and another Wisconsin turnover. That's three of them now, as Lamar Norman will walk it across half court. Norman with a left-hand hip-high dribble. Kills it, throws to Hastings out front. Angles left, feeds Maddox, gets it back to Norman. A high screen from Wright, and it's an illegal high screen. Second foul on Titus Wright.
Wisconsin got off to the fast start and led 14-3, but since then, Matt, you've seen the confidence grow in Western Michigan and what they've been able to do at both ends of the floor.
And dig it in defensively. Titus Wright, though, with two fouls. Likewise, Tafari Sims. So Owen Lobstinger, a 6'9 sophomore, he's in the lineup for the Broncos now. Team foul number six, by the way, on Western Michigan, just two for Wisconsin. Hepburn with the ball, left side. Gives it up the Wall, left wing, bounces to Crow, backing on Lobsinger, left shoulder turn, up right hand, good. First bucket for Steven Crow, had a couple of free throws in the early going. 24-19, Wisconsin, 5:25 left of the first half. But the ball is Norman, right of the circle, hooks a pass to Hastings, he'll try a three, left of the circle, it's good. Marquise Hastings, that's just his fourth three-point hit of the season. He is 4-for-26, 24-22 Wisconsin. Jordan Davis for three, right back at you. First three for Jordan after missing on his first three attempts. 27-22 Wisconsin, 5 minutes left in the half. Hastings throwing to Seth Hubbard. Hubbard on the dribble, matched up with Klesman. Lobs it to the screen. Klesman works over it. Now Norman against Hepburn. Lamar Norman retreats near half court. It's the high screen from Hastings. 10 on the shot clock. Hastings has it. Feeds Maddox. Deep three left side. That's an air ball wide right and out of bounds to Wisconsin. 4:41 left in the first half. 27-22 Wisconsin.
Jordan Davis kind of continued his trend, hasn't he? He can miss one, two, or three shots in a row, and it doesn't affect his mindset. He'll take that four shot and drill it.
No, if it's there, it's going up. Javon Hanna in the game for Maddox. With the ball is Tyler Wall backing on Hastings. Right block. Wall up right hand. Short rebound. Batted around. Out of bounds. Last touch by Crow. So the Broncos get it back. 4:23 left in the first half. 27-22 Wisconsin. Really good crowd here at the Kohl Center tonight. Eager for the season to restart. And now we get into the rhythm of it. But the ball is Norman between the circles with 15 on the shot clock. Norman throwing to Hubbard at the right elbow. He's it for Hastings. Quick pass back out front to Norman. Norman against Chucky Hepburn. Seven to shoot. Norman trying to find space. Steps back. Launches a three and he hits it. Lamar Norman. His second three. 27-25 Wisconsin. 3:48 left in the first half. Tyler Wall out front, whips to Klesman, bounces to Crowd. He got fouled by Lobsinger, and that will send Crowd to the line for a 1-1 as Owen Lobsinger is called for his first foul. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub Lotta Matcha Pizza, and Pepsi. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3:43 left of the first half, Wisconsin 27, Western Michigan 25. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com. Put a little love.
It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, a healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 3:43 left in the first half. Wisconsin 27, Western Michigan 25.
Defensively, the Badgers have to fear a little bit Lamar Norman. He led the MAC in scoring last year with a 19.8 average. Scored over 30 points four times last season. He's done it twice this year. Started his career at Duquesne, a proven scorer for sure.
Yeah, he's become that since moving to Kalamazoo. The numbers at Duquesne were pretty modest, but really burst onto the scene when he joined the Western Michigan program. Steven Krause, 2 of 2 at the foul line. We'll get a 1-1 here. Badgers, in the meantime, have committed just 2 fouls. Krause, 66% from the line coming into the game. He hits the front end. One more coming. Badgers 70% as a team. Western Michigan 69%, but it rarely gets to the foul line. Only about a dozen attempts per game for the Broncos. Second free throw is short for Crow. The rebound to Marquise Hastings. Up the floor quickly, his hand on left open, tries a three, right side off the back rim, no good. Rebound Trey Maddox, second chance for Western Michigan. 28-25 Wisconsin, 3:30 left in the first half. Javon Hanna throwing to Maddox out front. Lops it to the screen. Maddox will use it, moving to his right. Hooks it back to Hanna, open three straight away, and that's off the back rim, no good. Hepburn the rebound. 3:17 left to the break, 28-25 Wisconsin. Chucky left of the circle, throwing to Klesman, rotates the wall, right wing. Back out to Max. They give it up to Davis, left of the circle. Quick pass, Crow goes into wall, finds a cutting Davis low on the left, and he got sent to the floor. He was deep, directly under the basket, just had to throw one up and caught the bottom of the rim. Lamar Norman sent Jordan Davis to the floor. That's the first foul on Norman.
That's one of the things that's really stood out about Jordan Davis's game this year, his ability to move without the basketball and get himself open. He's darting to the rim, getting the ball, and making something happen.
Free throw for Jordan. No good. Only his 10th attempt at the free throw line this season. Badgers 4 of 7 at the line. Western has not shot a free throw. Second attempt is good for Jordan. And it's 29-25 Wisconsin with 3 minutes left of the first half. Lamar Norman out front. Norman against Hepburn. Top of the circle. Finds a cutting Maddox. 18-footer straight away. Around and out. No good. Tyler Wall the rebound, and he gets fouled. So he'll go to the other end for a 1-1. That'll be team foul number 9 on Western Michigan. That's Lobsinger. That'll be his second. So the bigs are in some foul trouble for Dwayne Stevens. Titus Wright has 2. Tafari Sims with 2. And Lobsinger, the 6'9 sophomore, with 2.
It's a good physical test and challenge before re-entering Big Ten play, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. These guys you mentioned, they're put together. Front end for Wall, no good. Rebound to Marquise Hastings. Here comes Norman to the front court for the Broncos. 4-point lead for the Badgers. 2:40 left of the first half. Javon Hanna with a flip for Maddox against Jordan Davis. Throwing to Norman. He's with Hepburn high on the left. Lobsinger the screen. A little hedge from Carter Gilmore back in there for the Badgers. Norman still on the dribble. This pass deflected by Gilmore. It gets to Lobsinger. Now Maddox with 5 to shoot. Leaves it for Norman. He'll try a 3 right of the circle. That's off the rim short. Lobsinger trying to get the rebound, and a whistle and a foul call. They're going to get Gilmore. tying up Wapsinger. That'll be his first and the team's third. 2:19 left in the half, 29-25 Wisconsin.
Wapsinger earned himself some more playing time just by the way he played in their last ballgame at Siena Heights.
Yep, scored 12 in that game. Inbounds pass to Hastings. Left foul line extended. Fees Maddox steps into a long two straight away. Good. From 18 feet away, Trey Maddox has eight. 29-27 Wisconsin. 2:05 left in the first half. Hepburn throwing a wall on the right wing. He's up for Davis at the top. Rotates to Hepburn. Left side. Bounces to Gilmore. Gilmore against Lobsinger. Carter starts to back. Backing near the left block. Backing in the lane. Up left shoulder. Up right hand. Around and out. No good. Lobsinger the rebound. Here comes Western Michigan. A chance to tie or take the lead with a long shot. Norman high on the left. He'll throw to Maddox. Throws it back to Norman with a minute 38 left in the half. 29-27 Wisconsin. Norman driving left of the lane. Throws it up off the glass and rim. No good. Rebound tap to Hepburn. Here's Chucky. Numbers not to his liking. He'll glide to the left wing. Now starts to penetrate. Kicks it to Davis. Three shot right corner off the rim. No good. Rebound Lamar Norman with a minute 20 left of the first half. 29-27 Wisconsin. Badgers going on 4 minutes without a bucket. And now a timeout taken here by the Broncos. With a minute 14 left in the first half, it's 29-27 Wisconsin.
I'm not at all surprised by the style of play that we've seen out of Western Michigan, are you?
No.
Knowing the background with Dwayne Stevens. I'm sure a lot of people in the state remember Dwayne when he was coaching with Tom Crean at Marquette. But for the most part, over the last two decades now, 19 years, been on the bench with Tom Izzo.
Yeah, I asked Greg before the game, I said, would it be fair to assume that Stevens has taken a lot of that Michigan State philosophy to Western Michigan? He said, it's more than fair to assume that. And you can see it. Now, the statistics for them this season, their defense is not good. It's among the worst in college basketball. But you're seeing some of this improvement even tonight with what they've done on the defensive end of the floor. And they do rebound pretty well. In fact, they're a plus one right now. And they're better than a plus 10 for the season coming into the game. In fact, Marquise Hastings had 18 rebounds in their last outing against Siena Heights. With the ball is Norman out front. Feeds Hannah against Connor Asijan in there for Wisconsin. Now Maddox picked up by Asijan on the switch. Shot clock is at 12. Maddox wants to take him on. Lost it as he went up into the air. Comes down to Hannah. Now Norman has it against Hepburn. Norman a step back three for the lead, and that is an air ball. Hannah unable to save it. Out of bounds to Wisconsin with 53.5 left in the first half.
Pretty good defense, to no one's surprise. Chucky Hepburn on the shooter there.
Norman, 2 out of 6. He has 6 points in the game. 50 seconds left of the break. 29-27, Wisconsin. Klesman, right sideline, throwing to Gilmore. Feeds a Asijan high on the left. Throws it in a wall. He'll catch left of the lane. Faces up against Hastings. Now starts to back again. Turns, and I think he walked. Yeah, he did. And he's going to try to counter move, work off the right shoulder, but he shuffled. And the Badgers have turned it over 4 times. 35.4 seconds left in the half. 29-27 Wisconsin. Lamar Norman, the 6'1 senior at Grand Rapids, Michigan. Pounds the dribble at the center circle against Hepburn. 4 seconds difference, 4 and change. Game clock to shot clock. 20 seconds on the game clock. 29-27 Wisconsin. Norman still pounds the dribble just outside the center circle. 8 on the shot clock. Hepburn now crowding Norman a bit. Shot clock is at 5. On the left side is Maddox, and a deep three with a shot clock winding down. No good. Lobsinger the rebound out to Norman. Maddox tries again. Left side, off the rim, no. And the first half has come to an end. And Western Michigan was just that close to taking the lead here at the end of the first half. But a tight one, a two-point game here at the Kohl Center. Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. Halftime in Madison from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. Wisconsin 29, Western Michigan 27. We're back with a halftime report. Presented by Culver's, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. but MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Halftime, the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 29, Western Michigan 27. Tyler Wall with 6 points, leading the way for the Badgers. Max Klesmit, Chucky Hepburn, Stephen Crowell, 5 apiece. 4 for Jordan Davis, 3 points for Connor Asijan, and 1 for Kamari McGee. Trey Maddox with 11 to pace the Broncos. 6 for Lamar Norman, 3 each for Tafari Sims and Jefferson Monegro. 2 points for Javon Hanna, likewise for Seth Hubbard. At the break, Wisconsin 29, Western Michigan 27. Stick around. Mike is back with the SVA halftime interview in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Keep your floors scratch-free and looking their best with help from Menards. Shepherd Hardware is known as a recognized leader in floor protection. Menards carries a great selection of caster wheels, furniture sliders, and chair tips. Defend your floors against damage with floor protection products from Shepherd Hardware. Right now, save big money on floor protection products from Shepherd Hardware. Hurry in and check it out right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Time to redo this basement?
Yeah, a home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio?
I'm flexible-ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Bumper to Bumper think every vehicle on the road should run like a champion. So when it's time to replace the spark plugs in your vehicle, champion your machine with Champion Spark Plugs to help improve performance and reduce wear and tear. Stop at your local Bumper to Bumper auto parts store to pick up your next set of spark plugs today. Or visit us online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. That's Champion Spark Plugs from Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Oh,
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center in Madison. We are at halftime. Wisconsin leads Western Michigan 29-27. The Badgers have won 9 of 11 games to start this season. I spoke earlier tonight with associate head coach Joe Krabanoff. I asked him what has made the difference thus far.
I like the way they compete every day. They're a group of young men that have completely embraced who we need to be and what Coach Gard has tried to implement from day one, dating back to last spring, and then when the new guys got in June and all the way through the France trip. And they've just completely bought into who we are, to each other, and we're nowhere near where we need to be. We got to keep getting better every day, but I think the strength is that they believe in everything we're telling them, and they believe in each other.
Joe, looking back on that trip to France, did it help bring everyone together?
Yeah, absolutely. Those trips are so valuable, on and off the court, and adding some new pieces, Max Klesmick, Mari McGee, Connor Sejan, getting them just up to date with who we are as a program and who we are as people off the court, and then on the court, getting those games in and practices was so valuable.
More of our halftime interview brought to you by SBA is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of January 6th through the 8th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $2,999 or more, and get a $100 gift card to Bucky's Locker Room to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax. It's Steinhoffels.
Wisconsin leads Western Michigan 29-27 at halftime. Earlier this evening, I spoke with associate head coach Joe Krabanoff. I asked Joe, any surprises thus far?
Connor Sejan's been a very pleasant surprise. I mean, we knew he could shoot it. I think everybody in the country who watched him in AU and in Indiana knew he could shoot it. We didn't know how quickly it would translate to this level with this, you know, with the athletes and that he sees night in and night out. But as quick of a release and as strong of a game as he has, his heart is just as big, and he's got a competitive spirit to him that allows him to go out every single night and help us win games.
So is it fair to say there have been a combination of things that have allowed him to play this early?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it starts with his ability to shoot the ball, but the way he moves and sees the game and cuts and it just makes us a better offensive team. I mean, even if the shots weren't going at the rate they are, he really makes everybody else better around him because he's moving so well without the ball. And then defensively, I think, is where the spotlight has been on him, what he can't do. But, I mean, he understands what he needs to do. Just like any freshman who's ever been here, he's going to make mistakes. But he covers up a lot of his mistakes with fight and grit and effort and things you want to see, and just like everybody else before him.
The comments of Joe Krabanoff. When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Your home is where you should feel the safest, but the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
At the half, Wisconsin 29, Western Michigan 27. Check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Well, the Broncos 10 of 28 for the field, 36%, but they're hitting the threes at a pretty good clip, about 37% there, 7 out of 19. They did not attempt a free throw. The Badgers are 40% from the floor, 10 of 25, just 4 of 14 from the arc, and just 5 of 9 at the foul line. The Broncos a plus 1 on the glass, second chance points in favor of Wisconsin, 5 to 4. Badgers with 4 assists, 4 turnovers, 7 assists, and 6 turnovers for Western Michigan. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the break, Wisconsin 29, Western Michigan 27. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay tuned. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
I'm a wife and the mother of 2 kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Badgers got off to a great start, led by 11 about 5.5 minutes into the game at 16-5, but then some scoring droughts, and Western Michigan has worked its way very much into the thick of it. 29-27, the Badgers lead the Broncos as we get set to start the second half.
I was impressed by the physicality we saw on the floor from Western Michigan, and it's no surprise, is it, given who's coaching this program right now. You just knew they would take on kind of the personality of the head coach, Dwayne Stevens.
Yeah, interesting to see as they try to get this program up and running. They haven't been in the NCAA tournament since 2005. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Badgers will get the first possession of the second half. We'll be moving to our right. We're underway as Tyler Wall inbounds to Chucky Hepburn as we begin the second half of the Kohl Center. Jordan Davis against Jefferson Monegro on the right wing. Now Klesman, quick pass to Hepburn, high on the left. Chucky against Trey Maddox. Got cut off of the block by Titus Wright. Hepburn leaves it for Klesman, turns it to Davis on the right wing. Davis, baseline run of the penetration, got tripped up, lost his balance, I guess, kept the play alive as they work it back out to Hepburn with 7 to shoot. Chucky, right of the lane, darts it out the crowd. Open three straight away. Good. There you go. Man, if he can start to hit that with some consistency, that is big time. And crowd knocks down a three to start the second half for Wisconsin. 32-27, the Badgers, opening minutes second half. Broncos move to our left. Marquise Hastings hands off to Norman. High on the right, flips to Maddox between the circles. He's defended by Jordan Davis. High screen, Titus Wright. Maddox moves to his right. Now drives right of the lane up around Crow, and good off the glass. Trey Maddox with 13. Averages 10.5 a game.